welcome to the Shenyun Review, brought to you by the SOH Network. I'm Craig Richter. Today, I'll be bringing you a selection of recent audience comments from recent Shenyun performances in the United States. I'll also let you know about upcoming dates around the world so you too can enjoy the colourful and exhilarating performances of classical Chinese dance and music. Every year, Shenyun unveils an entirely new lineup of dancers, songs, and musical scores. At the core of Shenyun's performances is classical Chinese dance, with China's numerous ethnic and folk dance styles rounding out the evening. In this week's review, we visit more great theatres to hear from audience members enlivened by Shenyun. Now we head over to Memphis, Tennessee. We join famous soprano and philanthropist Margaret Piazza, who shared her impressions of Shenyun performing arts after the February 26 evening performance at the Orpheum Theatre.
I thought the performance was excellent. The costuming was wonderful. And the whole thing was interesting. That is something that other people should see, because it's inspirational. And it's just great. The dancers were excellent. Oh yes, I thought the last girl was the one I liked best. Yeah. Oh yes, I think everybody should see this because it's different and interesting. And I think anyone who really thinks about the world and how it is, this is a great boost.
Next, we go to Little Rock, Arkansas, where we caught up with attorney Mark Hayes and John Noah Durham, who's in radio and TV, after the performance. First, we hear from Mark.
The show is fantastic. It's incredibly well done, beautifully choreographed, terrific costumes, great story. Just couldn't be more entertaining. It's delightful. Very, very, very worthwhile. I would recommend it to anybody. It is the first time, and I've got my mother here, my mother-in-law, my wife, and our children. So we've made it a family night. It's just a great event.
So everyone enjoyed it?
Everybody seems to be thrilled with it, and one of them's a 14-year-old. So if you can entertain a 14-year-old, you've done something very well. It is. It's. There are a lot of kids there and a lot of little kids, and everybody seems to have a great time. It's really wonderfully done.
And now John, who has seen Shenyun three times now and found the experience breathtaking, spiritual, and colorful.
Well, this was my third time seeing the show, so it's just breathtaking always. And it's very spiritual. It's a teaching thing. If people will open their minds and their hearts and their spirits, they will learn greatness from the show, from how to stand, how to believe, and to have greater faith in that. So many people should see it. People that missed it should see it. People here in America rush to a stoplight and go nowhere. But if they came here, they would learn a lot of things.
Good for them?
Yes, very, very good. Very well done. I mean, the color itself, I mean, with the color and the costumes, I mean, they were hand-picked. I mean, when the gentleman, when the play opened up, the man standing, the white, I mean, you know, it meant purity and innocence from the start, that he was a healer. And it proved at the end of the show when he backed the water up. So, yeah, I mean, from start to finish, it was about healing. It was about going through a process.
And now, here are the details of just some of the upcoming Shenyun performances. Please check the website for full details. In France, Paris, March 11th to 13th. Lyon, March 18th to 20th. In the US, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, March 13th. St. Paul, Minnesota, March 16th. Denver, Colorado, March 19th. In Canada, Saskatoon, March 22nd. Edmonton, March 24th to 26th. The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org. That's S-H-E-N-Y-U-N performingarts.org. Craig Richter for the SOH Network.